This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from beautiful Stanley, North Dakota today, site of the 16th Bach and Rocks Cook Fest, 8th annual event. They take place in two communities. It was Mandaree on Tuesday, out of the Big Water yesterday for the Oil Can Fishing Derby, which was great fun. Over 200 fisher types. Being PC again, Todd, are you proud of me? Yeah, Todd will hit the buzzer if I'm not PC. It's really a bad thing when that happens. Shocks my chair, too. It's kind of not fun. Todd, don't push the button today, please. Late night last night and everything. I don't need the chair. It's buzzing already. Anyway, it was good time. Today, Stanley, North Dakota. And listen, if you're within the sound of my voice, I'd point your compass to Stanley, North Dakota. 2:30 to 4:30 are the Bakken information sessions that are really good. A good opportunity just to chat one-on-one about any kind of issue. Questions that you might have, you know, you're curious, hey, where's this going? Maybe you're looking at business opportunities and you just want to know more about the industry. Or maybe you have a hyper-technical question about a particular well or pipeline siting or something. You've got the who's who. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council represents the industry. Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, be the person in charge of the regulation of the industry. And Justin Kringstead of the Pipeline Authority. A lot of information about pipelines that are here and planned and ones that are coming. So some great resources. They have a panel plan, too. The real fun, though, the secret here, the real fun starts at 4 with the barbecue. It's free barbecue. It's great food. A lot of things they give away for free. I mean, don't bring your billfold. You don't need it. And some great music as well. So Tin Star will be performing. A lot of fun things happening today. And Stanley will tell you about that. Our broadcast from the Bakken Rocks Cookfest Tour brought to you by our friends at Choice Financial. Tim Karski, who heads up the Choice Financial operations in Bismarck, is going to join us a little later on in the program. Tell us about the people-first approach of Choice Financial, how they're giving back to their communities. MBI Energy Services, one of the great places to work in the Bakken, bar none. Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy, doing some great things. $1 million gift to Mandaree for Head Start the other day. That was pretty cool. And Purity Oilfield Services as well. We thank them for bringing you our special broadcast this week. All right, so we'll chat on the program today with Ron Ness. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour. Justin Kringstead will be here at the top of next hour. Lynn Helms as well next hour. And in the meantime, lots of time to find out what's on your mind. I'm guessing Ted Cruz is on your mind. And he shouldn't be. He was on my mind for most of last night after his speech, which I thought was really selfish of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was interested in Ted Cruz last night. And it happens to the best of us at many points in life. But when you're more focused on self than others or a cause, chances are you're going to go off the rails. Ted Cruz went off the rails last night. Ted Cruz actually could have done a better job for Ted Cruz and his future had he had a little grace last night. Had he come to the stage and said, I fought a battle, I lost, you have nominated the victor. To him, I wish good luck. You know, you could even stop short of saying, go vote for the guy or I endorse the guy. It was petty. It was dumb. He got booed out of the place. He's to blame. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Donald Trump said it best in a late night tweet after it. No big deal. And I thought it was a big deal for a few hours, but I woke up thinking differently. Newt Gingrich really had it figured out last night, in my mind. So in a nutshell, that's my 2 cents. I want yours, though, at 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get it sizzling here. And tell me your takeaway. It's been an interesting convention. It really has. And it mirrors in my mind the whole primary battle going back to last year in people seeking this prize of the nomination. There have been more twists and turns. The media hyperventilates every 15 seconds about some story that matters not to the populace or the voters. And that's pretty much been the story of the convention. You know, 30 seconds in a Monday night speech by the spouse of Donald Trump has dominated 2 days' worth of news. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? With everything this country faces right now, we're going to worry about a speech and, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around. I don't think the Trump campaign operates from the normal premise of how a campaign operates. Now, mind you, at one point, Donald Trump is battling 16 others for the presidential prize, and he has like 200 employees. Hillary Clinton has like 2,000, and she has like really one opponent, Bernie Sanders. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's a better way. Maybe we run the United States of America like that, it'll be okay. Because, yeah, there's a few PR flaps here or there, but are they really important? Are they really mattering to people? I don't know. So, you know, as I say, there's some things you could say, well, why'd that happen? Why do you let that get into a speech and then there'd be a flap over? But really, does it matter when we're talking about $20 trillion in debt, a determined enemy in ISIS that we are ignoring, our cops being hunted, a racial divide being fueled by leaders in government? Are we losing the forest through the trees? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go to Fargo first up. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Well, I have to disagree with you a bit, Scott. Ted Cruz has always been straightforward and honest. It's how he ran his whole campaign. Even today, or in this last session, he spoke out the truth in the House and in the Senate with all the Benghazi deal. I mean, so it was no different for him to get up last night and still speak his mind. I commend him for that. In today's world where there's this groupthink or group mob rule mentality of Ann Coulter's book, it's really come to fruition, but I find it really sad that it's happening in our own party now. If somebody doesn't get up there and speak what we want them to speak, that's so
let's break this down a little, Bruce. When you say speak his mind, what? That he talked about how you need to vote for a candidate that'll stand up for the Constitution? I agree with that. Who's that? Between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It's Donald Trump. Why not say it? I think what Ted Cruz did last night, by not just adding a line of graciousness towards Trump being the candidate that is going to be the best chance he has of having his issues put forward, is give the media something to talk about all week and give Hillary Clinton a better chance to win. That's selfish.
See, I disagree. I agree with the premise that Hillary Clinton would be the worst darn thing that this country could ever do. But to say that Donald Trump's the best, no way. He's so far from anything conservative, it's not funny. But, you know, I have to, again, another election where I have to hold my nose and vote for somebody that I find extremely repulsive. To me, it's disgusting.
The choice is Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump at this point, and that's why I'm saying Ted Cruz was selfish in not just stating the obvious and wanting to be more concerned about his own career. That's just, in my mind, Newt Gingrich unpacked this pretty good. Let me play you what Newt had to say. Bruce, thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here is roll cut two, Todd, if you would, on Newt.
I think you misunderstood one paragraph that Ted Cruz, who was a superb Rubio, and said no requirement for endorsement. He encouraged his competitors to speak once again. Governor Rick Perry, Governor Chris Christie, Governor Scott Walker, Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Marco Rubio, and Senator Ted Cruz have all responded to Donald Trump's generosity. Now, I think you misunderstood one paragraph that Ted Cruz, who was a superb orator, said. And I just want to point it out to you. Ted Cruz said, you can vote your conscience for anyone who will uphold the Constitution. In this election, there is only one candidate who will uphold the Constitution. So, to If you want to protect the Constitution of the United States, the only possible candidate this fall is the Trump-Pence Republican ticket.
So Newt Gingrich really saved Ted Cruz with that one line right there. And my point is, to Bruce and others that defend Cruz, all he had to do was go one inch further and recognize the obvious. He didn't, so he looked selfish. In my mind, Donald Trump just tweeted, Ted Cruz talks about the Constitution, but doesn't say that if the Democrats win the presidency, the new justices appointed will destroy us all. Exactly right. Exactly right. I think Ted Cruz is still mad about the campaign, and I can understand why. There were some rough things said, but then don't speak. Don't do that. It's my take. Watch yours. Kevin and Fargo, you're next here. We'll actually play what Cruz said, in case you missed it, too. We assume everybody's heard it by now. But more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're visiting with Marshall Jurdot from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems. And it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to, make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just selling a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, that's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Comes down to just two names on the ballot, so let's resolve here and now that Hillary Clinton will never become president of the United States of America.
I didn't see Ted Cruz clapping when he said that, but he should have, because that was the idea of Ted Cruz's speech. You know, I mean, that's where I'm getting at. You got to come there with the mission. I mean, Newt Gingrich explained it well. Every one of the opponents was asked, would you like to speak? And no requirement. That doesn't happen. conventions are tightly controlled. You know, every word, the, and, the whole works. And he didn't. He's big enough to say, get up there, say whatever you want. He even said after I saw the speech a couple hours before, and despite the pledge, he said what he said, no big deal. I mean, the gracious one here is Trump. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Got a note here from Tessa. Tessa says, knowing how well MyPillow works, I got one for my husband. He used to snore so loud, the bed would shake, and I'd be awake all night wanting to push him off the bed. Ever since he's been sleeping on MyPillow, we've both been able to get a restful night's sleep. Thank you, MyPillow. 4-for-1 deal now. $160 in savings, $99.98. Get your 4 pillows, 2 classics. Use one for a gift. 2 travel pillows. Don't leave home without it. $99.98. It's a great deal. Just type in Scott when you go to MyPillow.com, and that offer will pop up. There's lots of other great deals there, too. Or call 800-506-9028. Official pillow of the What's on Your Mind program. Back to the phones. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline sizzling at 800-228-0550. Kevin Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota. It's an awesome day. The sun's shining. We got open air. What's on your mind? How could I be better, Kevin?
Doesn't get much better. Say, your last caller here. I called after he was done, and you know, I'm kind of with you. I'm real tired of the sore loser thing. Ted Cruz was my guy, all right. I would have rather have seen him, you know, win the nomination. But here's the thing, he did. And you know what? I remember the night when they all stood on stage and they were asked if they would pledge to support the ultimate candidate, you know, and they all raised their hand except for Donald Trump. So they wrote him for 2 weeks or whatever it was until he signed it, right? He came out and he signed the pledge and, you know, Grant's Priebus came out, everything was hunky-dory. Here's the thing. In my mind, Ted Cruz not endorsing Donald Trump, I think it's a character flaw. Seriously. And I have absolutely no respect for him anymore.
Yeah, the character flaw is he gets up every morning and has a big old bowl of self cornflakes, right? I mean, he just, unfortunately, he's more concerned about 2020 than he is about winning in November. And, you know, his speech was good. When he talked about being for a candidate that will uphold the Constitution, I agree with. One more little line in there. You know, the whole vote your conscience thing was poking everybody in the eye. I don't know. Just it didn't have to happen. It's selfish. You know what the media is going to do. That's all they're going to talk about. But, you know, I don't think it...
Well, and that's the other side of that coin is you're exactly right. Now you give them something to talk about. Like, they don't have enough with the plagiarism, which in my opinion was... You know, total nonsense, but they're going to glom on to every little thing you can get. Now, if he didn't know that was going to happen, you know, that makes him not real bright. If he knew it was going to happen and he did it anyways, there again, there's the character flaw. So either way, it was a bad call, you know, to me.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Owen. Where are you calling from, Owen?
Hello. Hello. Is this me?
It is you, but I don't recognize the town you're calling from. It says Ireland here. Where are you calling from?
Ireland from... Devil's Lane.
Okay, you're in Devil's Lake, you say?
Yeah.
Now I got it. Got it. Sure. Sounds good, Arlen. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, Mr. 1237 and I are very, very close friends, and we've been texting back and forth. I've been glued to the TV for the last 3 days. Hard to get any yard work done. It's pretty interesting, but I called. Got on just like the last guy you just talked to. I guess I have to reiterate just about everything he said. Now, you know, Mr. 1237, I talk a lot, and he and I were big Trump supporters, and I was a Trump supporter Cruz supporter all the way till about February, March when he started losing and he started acting like a baby. And all of a sudden he started turning me off, and, about a month before it looked like it was really going to be Trump, I turned to Trump because of the way Cruz was acting. Now, I don't have a problem with Cruz really not supporting Trump if he didn't want to, even if he was a sore loser. But the fact of the matter is he made a pledge, and he didn't follow his pledge. And that's definitely a character issue.
Good point. That is a character issue. It's a good point. Arlen, appreciate that commentary. And if nobody's saying that Ted Cruz couldn't hold that position, just don't go to the convention and try and be a, you know, turd in the punch bowl, for lack of a better term. Jim, where are you calling from? Jim, are you there?
Hey, Jim.
Jim, last chance. All right, Jim's gone. We'll go to Chris and Bismarck. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Chris.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. How are you guys doing today?
Morning.
Fabulous.
That's great. Okay, so about Ted Cruz and his comments and his speech. Well, yeah, I'm a little disappointed he didn't, at least make some reference to Trump and showing some support for him. It does go true to Cruz's character, though. He's, staunch in his beliefs. He stands up for his beliefs. He did not believe that Donald Trump was the best choice to become president. Should he have supported him? Yes. But, that's just his steel conservative. I don't think it has anything to do with conceit or with, being a narcissist or anything like that. I believe it has more to do with his intense belief system and what he truly believes. And he's shown throughout the entire course of his entire career that he stands up for what he believes in, and he does not back down from that line, period, end of discussion.
Right.
And I believe that's what we saw last night.
But what we saw was a staunch defense of the Constitution. We have a choice in November between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Who do you think will do a better job of defending the Constitution?
Well, no doubt Trump will. You're playing a little bit of Russian roulette with Trump, because we don't know 100% for sure exactly what he's going to do, because he doesn't have
I've seen a Supreme Court list. That's all I needed to see. To me, that's the issue of this. As far as the Constitution is concerned, the Supreme Court is the issue of this campaign. He's put out a list of who he'd put on the court. It's rock solid with Federalists. Haven't seen Hillary Clinton's. I think we know why. Let's get one more call in before the break. Real quick, Jim, 20 seconds. Give me your best 20 seconds there from the road.
Well, I think what you saw in Cruz last night, Amanda says, we're not going to have politics as usual. You can't sit there and call my father plotting to assassinate JFK. You can't call my wife names. And Donald Trump should have apologized to him first, and then Cruz could have endorsed him. But we all claim we want to see integrity, this and that, but they really don't. So this huggy-berry stuff after they just rip each other apart, to me, is so phony that I can hardly stand it. So I'm glad to see a person have a little guts.
Thanks, Jim. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. KFIRE 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on KFIRE. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1416 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know, there's something to that when you're asking for something, and really whether you get it or not, you know, you're going to be fine. Tends to, I think, attract a few more folks to it. Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump, had a great speech last night. The family members have been fascinating to watch. Obviously, they've played on a stage that most of us do not, having been a wife, spouse, or son or daughter of Donald Trump. You're in a whole different world. But yet they're not used to this and the political thing and the heat of the cameras and everything else, and I think they perform pretty well. It's been fun to watch. We're going to get more of your reaction to all of this as we continue throughout the day. We're in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota today. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That 4 for $4 special is great. 4 items for $4. Personal pan pizza, hot stuff, one of the best. 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 delicious cookies. Those 4 items are $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Look for the red, white, and blue. And $50,000 in PetroServe gift cards given away. New registrations taken every week. So if you registered last week, you're not in this week. So get back into a PetroServe USA location near you. Here's a couple of texts that have come in. How do you get that rich and not be conservative? Think about it. Another, did Scott forget that Cruz congratulated Trump right away? He did. He did. No, I didn't forget that. But nobody's talking about that because of what he said later. Same texter. Also, how can Scott say Cruz is being selfish if he and many others think Cruz did something that won't serve him well in the future? Cruz was looking out for conservatism and freedom, says Aaron in Minot. Thank you. Another texter. Ted was tacky. He should have acknowledged the voters and what we wanted. Very interesting. Another said, I believe Ted Cruz turned himself into a Mitt Romney, not well-liked anymore. I, too, lost respect for Ted. Another said Cruz missed a chance on a national scale to express in detail why Hillary shouldn't be president. On that, we agree. There's a good point. You could go there. Not a bad idea. Bakken Rocks Cookfest happening today. Last one of the 8th annual tour, 16th Bakken Rocks Cookfest. It'll happen in Stanley, North Dakota, at the Montreal County Fair Complex, nice facility, just south of Stanley on Highway 8. Our special broadcast today brought to you by our friends at Choice Financial, putting people first, investing in the communities now in western North Dakota. Also by MBI Energy Services, by Crestwood, and by Purity Oilfield Services. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Good morning, Scotty. Another beautiful day in western North Dakota.
Isn't it, though? My gosh, just absolutely perfect. Yesterday, give us a little run through on the fishing derby. That was fun to see 200-plus fishermen out there, huh?
It was fantastic. We had 201 fishermen, probably you know, one of the biggest walleye tournaments, certainly on Lake Sakakawea. And it was a bit steamy, probably the hottest day of fishing I've ever had. And the fishing was tough, but everybody had a great time. And the great thing about that oil can fishing tournament is that the proceeds go to a habitat or outdoor projects. And this year we're going to be donating all of the funds from that fishing derby to the Mule Deer Foundation, who have two incredibly great projects working with landowners, one landowner north of Beach and one landowner around Partial, to do some habitat development. And they're going to be turning these large blocks of land into plots, public lands open to sportsmen projects. And Mule Deer Foundation has been a great partner in Western North Dakota. We support their efforts, and I'm hopeful you're going to have Marshall.
We did actually on Energy Matters. Yeah, he did a nice job of talking about some of the habitat they're doing, and they're doing good work. Good organization. Yeah,
they are. They are a great organization, and you know, they are working with landowners instead of against landowners to do what the landowners want to do. And I think we all have a conservation bent to us, and we love wildlife, so we're happy to do that. And certainly, big day today in Stanley. We are going to expect a huge crowd. It's going to be a wonderful day. And please, if you're anywhere up in the area, it's worth an hour or two drive, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, is it ever! Especially a beautiful day like today, and really take it in. I always struggle to describe what these are because I just love them. And really, it's one of my favorite weeks of the summer to just soak it all in and watch it. But I think more than anything, I love people who come in from the communities. A lot of times families come in and really, soak it all in. But there's also a lot of great information and great conversation really going on, too.
Well, there's, let's go back to the basic premise of what these cookfests were designed to do. And the idea was, one, about education. But primarily, it's about all of the operators in these communities who are in the oil and gas business, whether they're producers or pipeline companies or service companies, to come to the community, provide a barbecue. But the real opportunity is for those landowners or for others who may have an interest in finding out something. But if they've got an agitation with a company, these companies bring their experts along with them. So if you've got a question on royalties or leases or a well site or some other agitation, you know, come to this, because and if you can't find them, come find me, and I'll take you over to them. But the companies are all there. They're not only going to provide great food and entertainment, but the real purpose is for the community to engage with the industry and talk about those issues that come up. And the education session today is going to be fantastic. And we're going to have a big crowd today, I suspect. Stanley's always a big draw.
Yeah, and I mean, the proximity right on Highway 2 makes it easy to get to, Mandaree was good, really. When you look at the size community of Mandaree, the per capita participation at the event is pretty incredible, you know. So it's neat to see the communities really come out and take this in. And the information sessions you mentioned, you're doing a panel, and that's kind of new this year. Explain what you're doing with the panel.
Well, we kind of tweaked that up a little bit. Lynn Helms and I have, and Kathy Ness have been going to Stanley since 2006, mm-hmm. talking about the Bakken. And every time we've gone there, the community's become a lot more knowledgeable about oil and gas. So this time we're kind of taking it from a panel standpoint. We're bringing in some of the speakers that have, you know, a little different perspective rather than maybe the Bakken 101 that we've traditionally done here. We're going after some of the key issues, with the reclamation issues and things like that, and the new rules. Some of the new oil and gas rules will be discussed by the Lynn and his staff. And, if you're in Minot or Bismarck, get in your car today and drive over. And, of course, everybody across Western North Dakota knows that it's a great day. Great food, great, you get to meet and see so many old friends. And, I think it's just a good Western North Dakota day. And, like you said, 16 communities that we've done this in, and we've tried to focus this on where the activity is really taking place and bring it right to those towns. And the second one was actually south of Stanley at our friend Doug Canoyne's ranch, and that was an incredible event back in 2008. And so we had not done one in the city of Stanley, so we thought we needed to do one there this year.
So, Ron, representing the Petroleum Council, Justin Kringstead from the Pipeline Authority, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, both will join us a little later on in the program. And then the panel addressing impacts and implementing solutions will take place in that information session from 2:30 until 4:30 at the Montreal County Fair Building. And then from 4 until 7, the barbecue cranks up and the music, Tin Star is playing, and, you know, sort of like a two-tiered event where you got information on one hand and Q&A and an opportunity to ask questions, and then sort of the fun begins, I guess.
And we've got a whole bunch of cook teams, so I'm suspecting we're going to eat baked tonight.
Oh,
Scotty.
My gosh, the food was fantastic. I mean, some of the pork and the ribs, and it was just great. I want to play a clip of Harold Hamm. Last night, on the stage of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, North Dakota, makes an appearance. Listen to this.
4 years ago, Donald Trump asked me to tell him about the American energy renaissance and how we had transformed the North Dakota Bakken into the largest U.S. oil discovery ever. I told him it was moving America from energy scarcity to one of abundance, would change the world forever, and could power America to greatness once again. He wrote that down. Donald Trump got it. President Trump will fuel America's future and become the first president to achieve American energy independence.
What'd you think of that, Ron?
You know, I know Harold and his team were really fired up about giving that speech last night, and I thought he did a great job. And you take that with, you know, Harold's been talking about abundance and scarcity for almost a decade now, and the change that we've seen, and he was kind of the visionary in terms of what that all would mean. But I met with Senator Heitkamp and the Commodities Trading Commissioner from the Obama administration on Monday. And they were both talking about Saudi Arabia, and Senator Heitkamp had been to Saudi Arabia recently, and, you know, they're settling in this $50 to $60 oil range, and they are fully aware of what's going on right here in North Dakota. And when you think Harold's at the Republican National Convention referencing what's happened here in the Bakken, I think we take for granted what we have done in terms of the future of the world, and really, you know, what we've been able to do with the technology developed right here in Stanley, North Dakota, just south of here in Parshall and Sanish Field. That's where we really cracked the code with the multi-stage fracking on the horizontal, extended reach horizontal wells that I think made the rest of the Bakken going back west towards Richland County, Montana, economic and productive. And now the world's looking at that technology, and the reality is, we're probably not headed back for any long period of times to $85, $90, or $100 oil. That's good for all of us as consumers. But the truth of the matter is, we've got to figure out here how to make this continue to be economic at $50 or $55 or $60 oils. It was the discussion we had at breakfast this morning. Because the new normal is not going to look like the old normal did in North Dakota. We've had a decade of unprecedented economic growth here, not only three or four of the best years in our agriculture history. We're the billions and billions of dollars that we've seen poured into the western North Dakota in terms of building bypasses and building hotels and building houses and building apartments and road construction and $13 billion in gas plants. You know, this is what we've asked for now. We've built this infrastructure. It's going to look different going forward. We've got to figure out what the new normal is.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that when we come back, and just how we're weathering this, because you predicted for a while this was going to be a rough patch until that price came back, and obviously it's coming back, but not quite enough yet. We'll finish with Ron Essen on the other side of the break. What's on your mind live from Stanley today?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, our recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks, Speaker Paul Ryan, for that gracious welcome. Paul, you're a true friend and a great American leader. But Paul knows me well, and he knows the introduction I prefer is just a little bit shorter. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order.
Mike Pence was a radio talk show host for a number of years, sort of how he built his political career, actually. In Indiana, did a talk show every day and on one station, and it spread to a number of different stations, and he used that as a launching pad to go to Congress, and he used that line on his radio show, and obviously it served him well, because it describes who he is, Christian, conservative, Republican, and in that order. He did a great job.
You going to follow in his footsteps there, Scott? Or?
Should I start saying that, Todd?
Why not?
They'll call me Melania Trump, then all of a sudden they'll say I'm plagiarizing.
But doesn't it apply?
It does apply, yeah. I mean, okay. I think it's, I like the simplicity of it, you know, just tell me who you are, what you stand for, you
True.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, that's a good way to go. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Their website's fantastic. Just a great resource of information about, for instance, the Clean Power Plan and what the EPA is trying to do to an industry. And we see that playing out with the announcement of a coal plant, Stanton, closing 65 jobs, right? And extreme environmentalists saying, we celebrate, this is a victory. Yeah, it's a victory when 65 families are impacted from a plant closing. I don't call it a victory, but you do when you're extreme environmentalists. And really, to guard against what they're trying to do, you need to arm yourself with information. You can go to secureenergyfuture.org, great website, and get the information needed about reliable energy, affordable energy. And this lignite industry in North Dakota needs our support. There is a war on coal. This industry is under attack. So find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. More of your reaction to what happened at the Republican National Convention. Got a lot of great texts, emails, a few calls that have come in. We'll get to more of you. Newt Gingrich really put everything in perspective last night. The flap is over Ted Cruz and, you know, the lack of an endorsement and the booing and all that. But the big issue, and I hope we're going to hear more about it tonight from Donald Trump, is the fact that this country is at war, and nobody talks about it. And Newt did a great job of laying that out. I want to play that for you in case you missed it coming up on the program. Finishing our conversation with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council right now. We're in Stanley, North Dakota, gearing up for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Starts this afternoon, 2:30 to 4:30 for the information session, and 4 o'clock the barbecue, live entertainment, and great fun. A lot of freebies, too. So come on out, bring the family, and it'll be like a fair, but you don't need to bring your billfold. It will not cost you a penny. Ron, as the price plummeted as a result of the geopolitical situation in oil, you warned many of us in the media and others in the industry that this is going to get ugly, right? I mean, this is going to get ugly. Is the ugly over? Are we now at a time where we say, okay, let's reset for a new normal? Where are we at?
Well, and, you know, I think the message is that the industry now has 13,000 wells in this state. We produce over 1 million barrels a day, and you know, we're cruising along with 45,000 employees. And the reality is, the exploration dollar is the dollar that gets sapped up in a down climate like this. So you still got to produce those wells. It still takes a tremendous amount of people. It takes a tremendous amount of input, and you can see that across these communities. But that exploration dollar is the one that really drives those sales tax numbers, and you know, we've seen that on the state budget. We're down about 25,000 employees in the industry, which, you know, is fairly incredible, by the way. Industry that in 2005 had 5,000 employees. Now we still have 45,000, but we're down 25,000. But those exploration dollars are the ones that are drilling the new wells, and those are the money. This is a capital play from day one. You have to have major outside investment. The world banks have to want to participate in the Bakken, and so we got to figure out what it's going to look like going forward, because it's not going to look the same. It's going to look different. There's more places to put your money. The expectations of oil going extremely high again dampens people's ability to want to dump a lot of cash into new wells and things like that. But you're going to drill these wells. This is a world-class resource. Harold Hamm doesn't go on the RNC and talk about this without the belief in it, in its opportunity, and our ability to get better with it. The opportunities for the Energy Environmental Research Center out of Grand Forks to invest in the new technologies. So instead of getting seven out of every 100 barrels out of a Bakken well, we get 12 or 13 or 14. That makes a huge difference. But, you know, we're staying at our favorite place south of Belden and south of Stanley. And, you know, we used to drive out and there'd be oil trucks on the road all day long and the water trucks. And you don't see any trucks now. And why is that? Because the pipelines are in place. Yes, you don't have the drilling rigs going on, but the field is still producing. The reality is the infrastructure is getting built. We're getting into a new phase of what the Bakken is going to look like across the entire oil patch. That means less truck drivers and things like that, but it also means fewer accidents on these roads, fewer dollars you got to put into the road maintenance, less dust for the landowners. There's still a fair amount of that, but we know that that infrastructure is really going to have an impact. You get the Dakota Access Pipeline built, you're going to see substantially less rail cars again, but you're going to get a better market for your barrel of oil, which is a huge deal in terms of an extra couple of bucks in the pockets of the producer rather than in the pockets of some trader out there. Makes a big difference. So a lot of good things have happened, and we'll continue to get better at what we do, I think, is the message, and it's going to look different. Let's figure out what that's going to look like.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, he and others will be in Stanley today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. The information session gets underway at 2:30, the Montreal County Fair Complex. And then, of course, the barbecue at 4. Free barbecue, free music for 10 stars. It's a great event, and I encourage you to come on out wherever you're listening this morning. Come and join us this afternoon in Stanley. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scotty.
More coming up from Stanley. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
People first. That's what Choice Financial does. They put people first, and they're very proud to sponsor our Bakken Rocks Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. It's free and open to the public. Free food, great barbecue right off the grill, free music, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial, people first, now in Western North Dakota, too. And we'll see you at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest in Mandaree and Stanley, July 19th and 21st.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you lose your business tomorrow. It's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is the Genesis Communications Network.